This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Do we need a total collapse for a mass spiritual awakening? Dude, the total collapse has happened already, before you were born. You go anywhere around the world to see the highest technology and architecture, all in ruins or hidden. The collapse has happened many, many years ago. Every war that happens in this world is probably first and foremost to erase the history of past higher civilizations. I'm sure we all know that by now. Just take a look at Dresden. Take a look at anywhere in the UK or Europe. Take a look at Dresden, then you know the conquering was complete before you were born. That old ancient war between Lilith and its cohorts and the spawn of Adam and Eve. It's an ancient genocidal warfare that's been going on forever. Yeah, big, huge. We are certainly in the final chapter. There's no turning back. The youth has already been, has already become scientific. There's no turning back. Are you kidding me? No turning back. The burning of Charlotte during the Civil War shadow. I can only imagine the architecture that was destroyed. I can only imagine. Yeah, it's incredible, Sonny, what Dresden looked like in the early 1900s. It's almost enough to make you scream when you see how splendid and beautiful things were. How splendid and beautiful the architecture used to be before the demons finally came out of the closet and started to build their hells, build their transistors and capacitors in order to annihilate the memory of the creator. Paxton, you get it. All the big fires, remember? Chicago. Oh, someone kept their stove going. San Francisco, there was an earthquake and someone kept their stove going and everything got destroyed. Yeah, London. Someone lit a candle. Someone had a cigarette burning and then fell asleep. And then all of the architecture was completely burned and then demolished and then hauled away and then history books. And now if you put out those images now, people will just say it's AI art. People will just say it's AI art. That's all. Looks like AI art, doesn't it? It doesn't matter what you do. You don't think these people have thought about this for hundreds of years? Are you kidding me? There's nothing you can say or show people that will wake them up. Nothing. Are you kidding me? But when I saw pictures years, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, whatever, simply of what the World's Fair looked like. When I saw that, I got my funereal wear on. I put on sunglasses, I put on a freaking suit, and I said, oh my god, it was over before we were all even born. All I had to do is take a look at Dresden or the World's Fair, and I said, oh man. You give it time and the bugs and the insectoids, they always win. They always win. Yeah, saw the World's Fair and got into the coffin. Dude, that stuff was made out of plaster. They took it down a week later. You fast forward a little bit. Dude, this looks a little bit AI generated. Clown, then there's clown emojis. Like us, oh. You look at old maps of the deserts. You look at old maps of the African continent. All interconnected cities, all green, rivers and everything. Now, the whole world is a wasteland. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The Sahara, Leo, is staggering. It's crazy. Then you fast forward, however many years. Listen, that stuff could have existed 100 years ago. You wouldn't know. You add 1,000 years here, you add 100 years here. And it seems to everyone like this world has always been this way. Very easy to do this. Add 1,000 years here, add 100 years here. This stuff was 4,000 years ago. Oh, really, was it? The American Revolution could have happened 100 years ago and you wouldn't know. The American Revolution could have never happened at all and you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. People have no idea. What are people talking about? There's racism happening right now. Leon Trotsky. That old freaking black magician. Got his head caved in, probably with guys beating off all over him with a robe on. He went right to hell after that. Or went back to hell where his home is. Using invented words by satanic magicians. Are you kidding me? You know, there's a lot of subjugation and colonization here. And no one's even smart enough to understand that we've all been conquered and colonized and subjugated. All of us. Doesn't matter what color you are or ethnicity. We've all been warred upon ever since we were born. People are so stupid. So, you know, there's no sense waking up. The people waking up. And even if they were woken up, you wouldn't know it. The AI army, the Fed army, the bot army, the internet army would make it look as though no one had woken up. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't even know if people had woken up. You wouldn't know. People like to talk trash. You know, we was Kangs and all that. We've been talking about this for years. People always talk trash and say, what a bunch of dummies. I'm like this. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. You think they're wrong? You think they're wrong? Everyone's going to point fun at them. Well, it's always the same. Look at the crime and this and that. It's a point in the film. I'm like, what the fuck? People are so stupid. They're so stupid. We've all been colonized and conquered and genocided. All of us. It's unbelievable how people don't know this. It's crazy to me. Insanity. I can't stand it. People point the big fatty finger at others, and they say, "Oh, the crime! Oh, look, another code word just dropped." I'm like, "Oh my God, oh my God!" You give it 20, 30 years, and it'll be your people doing the same shit. Except you won't be allowed to do it. You'll be marched right against the wall. It'll be a different outcome for you. But you guys get it, though? That's why I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I mean, they can all the crime and beating videos, that's psychological warfare. That's to make you hate other ethnicities, other races. You don't know that we're all the same people? You don't know that? You don't think we've all come from two parents? You don't think so? You don't think we've all come from one civilization? People are so stupid. People are so worthless. So stupid. Genghis Khan existing, Paxton, all the historical figures never existed. You think they were real? You think all of those figures from the history books actually existed? You think George Washington was a real person? Yeah, right. Yeah, fucking right. Are you kidding me? Napoleon, Genghis Khan, all of these people. Well, he raped 50,000 people, and you have his genetics in you because of all the rape. It's not because we're all children of the same creator and with the same parents. It's not that. No. It's because he was all going on raping. He was way too horny. All he did was rape. Are you kidding me? People do not understand we're all in this together. We're all of a common lineage. We're all children set against each other. I just can't stand it. It's so sad. It's very sad. People think they're edgy and memers and they know the truth. They only manufacture consent. That's all they do. They've only become golems themselves without knowing. It's absolutely something from another dimension. Only masters of fire could possibly orchestrate this warfare. Only those that are very familiar with the technologies of criminality and control could ever understand this properly. Thank you.